playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. It's Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, the second half of a conversation with Municipal Treasurer Manuela Batavagna about the 2022 budget.
Can you discuss some of the challenges posed? I know one thing that kept being discussed in various meetings has kind of been warned about over the years is declining grants.
So we have two challenges. One is the declining Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund. It's been declining at an average of $50,000 a year for the last few years. And from 2017, it's down over $300,000 per year. The other one is not a challenge yet, but there's potential for it to become that, is the Power Dam grant. We have a substantial grant that we receive from the Power Dams, and it's always at risk. So right now, when we look at the budget, we have really three main sources of revenue: taxation, grants, and user fees. And in the 2022 budget, taxation accounts for 41%, grants 36% of the revenues, and the remainder is made up of user fees. So I think it's just obvious or common sense, if grants are reduced, then taxation or taxation and user fees need to go up. Something needs to accommodate for the loss. So it is always a challenge to try to balance and offset that and find alternate avenues of revenue. When we're looking at capital and funding our capital, we can always find short-term or current-term financing, so we can finance in the year that the capital occurs and pay it back over time.
You could borrow, but if you're financing, then obviously that's something you're going to have to be paying off for whatever term you agree to with interest rates, however best you can get them.
Absolutely. So really our philosophy has been not to borrow, especially for operating. We want to be able to fund our own operating costs. And in the event that we were to borrow, it would be for a large capital project where the benefits of the project would last over 20 or 30 years and the mortgage or funding could be also spread out over the equal number of years.
Another big question that comes up with the budget, what does this mean in terms of service? Is there any major change to services expected? Are we looking at pre-pandemic levels, pandemic levels, something different? Is there much of a difference?
So I think for us in particular, for the town hall itself, there's not much difference. We closed for a short period of time the first summer that the pandemic was here. The rest of the time we had remained open to the public, obviously with some masking requirements and such. Now we're open to the public like everyone else. The arena, I think they were hardest hit with the pandemic because they had to close and were not able to operate the way that they normally would. But we're seeing that they're coming back now, and we're assuming slow pre-pandemic levels over time. So we're not expecting it to be 100% this year, but over the next 3 or 4 years, we'd like to see it come back to full capacity.
And things like snow clearing is a year by year as the snow kind of dictates.
Snow clearing, from my understanding, was a big concern this year. We did have some equipment problems, nothing that we could do. Our hands were tied in that. We did the best that we could with the equipment that we had, and we had an unusually large amount of snowfall this year as well.
As we discussed, a lot of operating aspects, but what are some of the major capital projects included for the year?
Some actually got carried over from last year, so they were started last year and they'll be continued into this year and hopefully completed. The biggest two of those would be the school zone project, where you see all the paving around the schools and some of the changes in bike lanes. And then our airport is also receiving new runway lighting, LED lighting, which is efficient, better lighting. Water mains are being upgraded in the mission, and there's a new plow truck that should be coming for the 2022-23 winter season. So hopefully that'll help us out. Those are projects that are carried over from last year. And then the new project starting this year, we have a records management project that we're doing. We're making sure that we have good records management in place and a good system in place for that. The arena and marina both have some improvements and upgrades coming. We're working with the BIA, the business improvement area, to improve and do some beautifications in the downtown area. The fire department is going to be doing a community risk assessment, which will inform a fire service review next year. And we've been, as you know, live streaming all of our council meetings and some other meetings. So we're upgrading the audio and video system in both the town hall and the MMCC building.
Now, you did touch upon this when we were talking about declining grants, but are most of these covered by outside funding? Is it taxation, municipal reserves? Is there a fourth thing I'm not referencing?
There's a combination. So the funding that I spoke to earlier is more on operational funding. So they're grants that we can use for our operations. The Ontario Municipal Partnership Funds is all grant money that's operationally directed, as is the Power Dam money. When it comes to our capital projects, we apply for specific grant money having to do with those projects. The projects that I just listed off, plus some additional ones that I didn't, there's always roads projects going on, and there's sidewalk projects that'll be happening again this year, and some bigger things. We have funding of approximately 52% in grants. So there's $4.7 million in projects that we're hoping to achieve this year, of which 52% is coming in the form of grants. 38% is coming out of our reserves. Only 4% out of taxation. So that's a wonderful good news story. So the reserves are money that we had laid aside over the past few years. Grants are money that we're getting from the government or various other organizations that we don't have to pay back. And then a small portion is coming from user fees, which is about 6%. That was amounts that were budgeted when we passed the budget. Since then, we've been informed that we've received some more grant money, so it's actually swayed a little bit more towards the grants, which is good news. What we sometimes do is we find that we have a project that we have to do, like the water intake valve for our water system. We have to do the valve. So that portion of the project we budgeted for as a must-do, and we've committed to paying for that ourselves. But in addition to that, we've applied for a $3 million project, which involves a lot more of that infrastructure that we probably could have waited on. But if we can get a grant to subsidize the rest, then that's what we'll do. So we've planned for the absolute minimum, but we've applied for whatever more we can do to upgrade our systems and bring us better into line with where our asset management plan needs to be.
If anybody wants to delve deeper, learn more about what's included in the budget, how can they find out that info?
If they want to have a conversation with me, they could call me anytime, or they can email me if they have specific questions. And always, if they want to have a good look at the budget, it will be posted on our website at wawa.cc.
Once again, that is Manuel of Batavagna, the treasurer for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:33. Thursday mornings on Jam FM.